This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Sean from Marysville is. Sean, are you there?
Good morning, T-Dog, and good morning, Meg.
What is up? Hey, Sean, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 to get three correct answers to the game?
I actually was not, and I promise you I'm not fibbing right now.
All right. He's an honest man, Steve Miggs.
When someone promises they're not lying, that typically means they are lying.
Go ahead and get out of here, sir.
I'm not, Meg.
I believe you.
For those playing along at home, Sean has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, you know, just getting all fat and sassy.
Yeah. What does the P stand for in ASAP?
Possible.
Yes. Liam and Noel Gallagher are brothers in what band?
One Direction?
No.
Gallagher. Black Pro?
No.
Pass.
What decade was Tupperware first introduced?
50s?
No.
50s?
No.
70s?
No. What animal's milk does Pecorino cheese come from?
Goat?
No.
Pass.
Beantown is a nickname for what U.S. city?
Chicago?
No.
Beantown. Oh, my gosh. Boston?
Yes. In the 2008 holiday movie, how many Christmases did Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon have to attend?
Four.
Yes. Which president popularized the phrase, the buck stops here, in 1945?
Roosevelt?
No.
Nope. Johnson?
No. Ah, we got you down for three, Sean.
Oh my gosh. That's horrible.
It's okay. You know, the cheat sheet could have helped a little bit here and there. A little here, a little there.
Normally I listen to it, but I told you, I'm being honest. I didn't listen to it last.
You're a good man, Sean. Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What does the P stand for in ASAP?
Possible.
Yes. Liam and Noel Gallagher are brothers in what band?
Oh, man. And they're still going. Yeah. Oasis. I'm shocked.
What decade was Tupperware first introduced?
The 50s.
No.
The 40s.
Yes. What animal's milk does Pecorino cheese come from?
What animal's milk? Goat?
No.
Sheep?
Yes. Beantown is the nickname for what U.S. city?
That would be Boston.
Yes. In the 2008 holiday movie, how many Christmases did Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon have to attend?
Eight?
No.
11?
No.
12?
No. Which president popularized... Which president popularized the phrase, the buck stops here, in 1945?
Roosevelt.
No.
Eisenhower.
No.
Kennedy.
No. In what organ of the human body will you find the pylorus?
That would be in the liver.
No.
That would be in the heart.
No.
That would be in the brain.
No. What are Manchester United and Real Madrid?
Soccer teams.
Yes. Which South American country's name translates to land of silver?
Land of silver, Silverado.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Stephen. That is a win. 6-3. Sorry, Sean.
It's one day, I promise.
He promises. You're sampling the best.
Better than all the rest. Taryn Daly, I currently sit at 397 wins on the season.
Tomorrow could be a big day.
And we have 3 days left.
Oh my gosh. This is wild. Four Christmases, by the way. Hilarious movie. Glad you got to that eventually.
Such a good movie, yeah.
The buck stops
here. So good I forgot the name of it.
Yes. 12 Christmases. Harry Truman popularized the phrase, the buck stops here. And you will find the pylorus in the stomach. The South American country's name that translates to land of silver is Argentina.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations on number 397, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
Breaking news, Rockaholics. Live Night is coming back, and we're going to have all the details for you after Red Hot Chili Peppers. People have been asking about it, Steve Miggs, and it's back. We're talking about Live Night.
Yes.
And we are returning to Snoqualmie Casino after they have done their big remodel.
I am so fired up about that. I think the casino and the hotel and the new ballroom is phenomenal. It's going to be a blast to be able to perform there.
The tickets are going to be going on sale tomorrow at KISW.com. And the theme for this year is Yachty and Naughty. What? All the Toto you could possibly want. Bring your floaties. Bring your anchors. Bring your captain's hats.
You got to have the captain's hats.
I want to see a sea of captain's hats.
At Live Night.
Who is this?
Toto.
Is it okay? Put some respect on Toto's name, Danny.
Hold the line. Come on, Danny. This is a real banger.
Look at this man's mustache. How dare you disparage him?
You know, he does look pretty naughty.
Oh, God. Look at his vest.
I feel like I'm just getting pregnant looking at his mustache. So it'll be a yacht rock theme. So
yes. All
the music is going to be done live, which... Let's throw an extra wrench into it and have to perform yacht rock songs.
Ooh.
All the commercials perform live. All the sound effects. Everything that we do is going to be live. It's a complete cluster F in the best possible way.
And if you've never been to it before, it's one thing to listen to it on the radio. It's another thing to see it in action, where we bring in, as you mentioned, the sound effects. We bring in those Foley artists and they perform the sound effects live with all their different shenanigans. And you just never know what could possibly happen. Last year, Walter Jones joined us at Live Night.
Well, you've been here now for the entire show. What have been your takeaways? I mean, you do the fifth quarter with Paul Sylvie. You usually analyze the game. How would you analyze tonight's Live Night?
You guys are weird, but I love it, man.
I haven't heard this accent a year ago. Big Walt sums up Live Night in the best possible way.
Now, I know you like the Temptations of the Christmas song.
I love it.
What about the donkey, Dominic the donkey?
I thought it was pretty good, man. You did a good job of keeping everybody informed and making sure they part of the music, so I love that. Good job.
Hey!
Hee-haw, hee-haw, what was it?
The fact that Walter Jones did the donkey sound is so great.
You were very inspirational with your performance of Dominic the Donkey last year, Steve.
What I ask of you is anytime I say, chiggity-ching, you return with the hee-haw. So let's practice that real quick. Chiggity-ching.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
All right, you guys got that. Other part. So I go, la, 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 la,
la.
All right, without further ado, let's do Dominic the donkey.
Phrasing.
Do we have to?
What are we going to do this year?
I don't know.
Hey, jiggity jig. It's Dominic the donkey. Jiggity jig. The Italian Christmas donkey. La, la, la. La, 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 la.
See, everyone did it.
Did you ever participate in a choir when you were young?
Shockingly, no.
I can tell.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, what was it?
The Daily Mix Show.
If there's one thing we know to be true, it's that people are very passionate about the food that they eat. So when asked, when asked about the best fast food burgers, the internet responded with that same passion. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The page Delish posted a question asking what the best fast food burger is. And they put all the heavy hitters into this. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, In-N-Out, Carl's Jr., Whataburger, White Castle, Culver's.
All of them.
All the big names. So, of course, everybody had to weigh in with passion. So we got to go straight to the comments.
I feel like that's something that everybody has an opinion about. So we figured who better to read these comments. Who are you thinking?
Mark Wahlberg.
Damn it, that would have been a great pick for Wahlburgers. There is always next time. Where were you in my brain when I was thinking about, well, who would be a good person to read comments about burgers? And I figured, you know, good for this. It's someone who enjoys a good In-N-Out burger during his cheat meals to help him get even bigger.
The Rock.
That's right, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's reading these comments. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yes.
Best fast food burger ever. In the Midwest, it's Culver's.
I've never had a Culver's.
Has anyone here had a Culver's?
Yes.
Is it in New Mexico?
No, it is. It was actually in Tucson when Lily lived in Tucson, and it was very mediocre.
Oh, okay. Is it one of those things where it's like it gets so hyped up that you just, I hate hyping up a burger to somebody because I'm like, man, it's a specific taste, and if you set the bar up too high, you could disappoint someone rather quickly.
Honestly, no, it wasn't even that, because like I had never heard really of Culver. I mean, like I had kind of like heard on our show maybe, but it wasn't like hyped up for me. I just didn't think it was that good in general. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't probably go back to Culver's.
Okay, well, Rock, you're wrong on that one.
My mama's burger, homemade fast food crap.
Okay, there's always that one person that has to go with none of the above. My mommy makes better burgers than McDonald's.
She brings it right down to the basement for me.
The question was about fast food. Then why do people do that? There's always that one person.
Oh, yeah.
Give me White Castle. Sack of 10 at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'll regret it the next day, but worth it.
I 1,000% agree.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when we go to our radio conventions, whenever there's a White Castle, at some point there needs to be a trip to that White Castle, and we get the suitcase.
Oh.
so many burgers.
I have not had White Castle in probably like a decade, but I can taste it. I can taste it right now.
I know some people don't like them. I even like the ones that you get at the store that are microwavable.
Yes.
They're freaking amazing.
Where is Dick's on this list? Give me a bag of Dick's.
It should be number one, personally.
Damn right.
But I always get nervous even hyping up Dick's because it seems like you either love it or you're just like whatever about it.
I am not whatever about it. I'm all in on it.
And Out is the most consistent on the list, even over McDonald's.
See, that's the one where people hyped it up so much. When I had it, I'm like, yeah, it's a burger.
See, I love their burgers, but their fries are so bad. I'm like, how can your burgers be this great and your fries be so terrible?
But you didn't have it animal style.
In N-Out, fans act like it's a personality trait. We get it. You own a hoodie, love animal style.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have the T-shirt thanks to Tara Daly.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is Whopper. Anything else is wrong.
Dude, I was so excited when we came back from Great Wolf Lodge on Sunday. We were just so tired. We didn't want to stop at a restaurant. We're in Centralia, and we're like, we just need to get lunch, but we don't want to. So we're like, let's just, my wife suggested. I'm like, who are you? And I just fell in love with you all over again, big time. Before this one, she's just like, let's go to Burger King and get some Impossible Whoppers. I was like, you better believe it. So all three of them, Tatum was fired up about it. Pull up to the drive-thru. I'll never forget this. The guy opens the window, and to take my card, and without even missing a beat, it's still living rent free in my head. He just goes, I'm having the hardest time getting an Instagram account. I'm like, excuse me, what? He goes, I keep trying to make an Instagram account and they keep shutting it down.
Oh no.
And so I'm like, well, what kind of Instagram account are you trying to make? And my wife's like, will you stop asking him questions? But now I'm curious. And he's just like, I just want to have a regular one, and it just keeps shooting it down.
Oh no.
And then he hands me back the card and he closes the window like as if we'd never had a conversation.
Like, have a good day.
Pull up to the next window to get the actual food. Who opens that window? The Instagram guy. Like, are we going to continue this conversation? We did not.
Oh, good.
I hope he gets his Instagram page.
Me too.
Whataburger is good, but Texans talk about it like it cured measles.
Yeah. Has anyone had Whataburger?
I have also had Whataburger.
I have not had Whataburger.
Is it like better than Culver's?
Yes. I do like Whataburger a lot. And that's one of those like late, it's like open later, or it used to be open later in Albuquerque. So after your show, you would stop by there.
I remember it was a Mania weekend in Dallas, and I was wrestling at it. And I just finished wrestling, not WrestleMania itself, but at an indie show. And I was like, I want to get a Whataburger. This would be amazing. So I pull up to get, the line was so insane, and I was so hungry. I was like, F it. And I just went to McDonald's.
Downgrade.
And it was delicious.
If you've never eaten a sack of White Castle sliders at 2 a.m., you haven't truly lived or suffered.
It's worth the suffering.
It is.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Do you do just the plain one, or you get the cheese on it?
Oh, cheese for sure.
Yeah.
Wendy's Triple Baconator. Sure, I'll crap my pants later, but worth it.
Okay, I know it was a big year for me. I had my first Big Mac. I had my first Whopper. I still have yet to have any form of a Baconator. The regular, the double, the triple, I've never had that.
I've done the double Baconator, and all I thought was, who in their right mind, what kind of steel stomach do you have to be able to pull off the triple? The double was so much, and it was amazing, but the triple just seemed like it would just be too much.
And is it just the patty, the bacon and cheese? It doesn't have any veggies on it, or are there veggies?
It's been so long, I don't remember. I don't remember many veggies involved. I don't think you can fit veggies on a triple Baconator.
I have no idea. Let's go after the show today and find out.
Okay.
Daily Mix Show. We are cruising toward our goal of $50,000, but we honestly need some help, Steve Miggs. We're about to the halfway point. We're at $24,033 raised by our Rockaholics to put brand new coats on local children in need.
Shout out to Angela Rinaldi, donated $25, brand new coat for a kid in need. Shout out to Robin Coleman, donated $50, two brand new coats for two kids in need.
If you have not done it yet, go to KISW.com and donate to Coats for Kids. We understand that many of you are just waking up and starting your morning, and you might be curious what's happening out there in the world. Pop culture is a wild place, and we're going to break it down to tell you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go. Disney World has confirmed that Rock and Roll Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith will permanently be closing on March 2nd of 2026.
No. Oh, hell no.
Are you ready, Danny?
Wait,
I am so excited.
You're happy.
For this.
You're happy it's going to close?
You know why, though.
Why? What? Dude, that's like one of my favorite roller coasters.
Is it because of what's coming next?
Yes.
What is it, My Chemical Coaster?
I wish.
It's a Muppets theme.
Okay, I'm in for that.
See?
That's pretty awesome.
So I told you.
The final day to ride the Aerosmith ride is March 1st, and then it will be reimagined with a Muppets theme. Longtime fans are feeling very excited about it, and they said it was due for a refresh. So here we go. We're getting a refresh Muppet style.
It's funny because you could never, like, go... If you watched Go and did the Aerosmith one, you're like, man, they look so young.
They do.
It's been there for, like, 20 years, guys.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just love that roller coaster. But so they keep in the roller coaster, just like putting a fresh coat of paint on it.
Yeah.
With the Muppets. Because they took the Muppets out of there as well. Like, they used to have, like, a Muppet show, but they took that out completely. So I'm like, man, the Muppets are not going away, and that just makes me happy.
All right, so long as we still got that cool roller coaster.
For sure.
Says the guy who hasn't been there in forever. So, I mean, really, my opinion should not matter. In fact, let's check with Coach Mike McDonald about what I have to say.
Bro, I really don't care.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. In England, I don't know if you saw this story, but a woman asked Chris Martin. We talked about this recently. Like, we met a rockaholic who wanted me to send a video to a guy that she was into saying, hey, you should date Hannah.
Yeah.
And that was kind of random and silly, but fun. Well, this woman took it to a whole other level. She asked Chris Martin from Coldplay to send a video message for her son's wedding. And so what does Chris Martin do? He doesn't do a video. He ends up taking a helicopter and performed for their first dance. And one of the guests actually ended up recording it. Here's that moment where Chris Martin is performing at this couple's wedding. I'd want them to do like a different song. But
what if this is their song?
I'd be requesting, like, you know, The Scientist or Clocks, Politic, even Yellow. That is pretty freaking cool,
though.
That
is so insane.
Apparently, the parents knew and the couple knew, but nobody else knew about the surprise. So if you're at this wedding, all of a sudden there's Chris Martin just popping up on a guitar. That is pretty sweet.
So cool. Merriam-Webster has announced its word of the year. And this is the news report on it.
What do you think it is?
Success.
What are you thinking there, Taryn?
Skibbity.
Let me check with my daughter.
So not what they bitch?
No, it's not bitch. It's not 6'7". It's not skibbity. It's...
Merriam-Webster announced its word of 2025, and it's called slop. Huh? Yeah, the dictionary defines it as...
You know why?
Slop?
Slop, S-L-O-P.
No.
Danny, any idea?
Nope.
I know, because people, when they refer to people using AI, they're like, that's some AI slop.
Oh...
Finds it as digital content of low quality that is produced usually in quantity by means of artificial intelligence. Merriam-Webster president calls it an illustrative word, saying, quote, it's part of a transformative technology, AI.
I really thought I would have heard of the word of the year before
six,
now.
6, 7, 6, 7, 6.
So you never heard that? Someone saying, oh, that's some AI slop?
Never. Oh, until this moment.
I've heard it quite a bit.
I feel so cool now.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Speaking of cool, Steve Miggs.
Speaking of slop.
You have 397 wins right now in the game beat Miggs. You also have 131 losses and 107 ties. And 206-803-ROCK is the number that people can call. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.